Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Barbara Brown, and we're going to be talking about one of the newest charities coming to Carbon County and the Castle Country area in First Choice Repurposed Goods. So, Barbara, thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Now, let's talk for a second. We were talking off air. First Choice Repurposed Goods. You guys have quite the message you guys are trying to spread in the community. So let's talk for a second. What inspired you to start this organization?
What inspired me was thinking about what type of nonprofit would be helpful in the community to everyone. Everyone could benefit, not just one demographic. And so I started thinking about it and I thought, well, it's hard for cities to get to the sidewalks because the sidewalks are kind of messed up. And so I was thinking about safety and tourists and just something that people could look at and feel good about the city. So, yeah, I came up with using the profits for fixing the sidewalks and landscaping projects around Carbon County and Emery County.
So how do you want to accomplish this goal? What is First Choice aiming to do with this?
Basically, we're a thrift store. So we're hoping that people get behind the idea and will donate their goods that they're finished with and we can sell them for a profit.
Let's talk about donations for a second because I know coming up on March 15th, you guys are having your first donation drive. So how can people get involved in this effort?
Well, we would love any kind of help they would like to give us. Donations, of course, would be one way. We could also use volunteers if volunteers would like to come out and just basically get behind us and talk to the people that bring the donations. And, you know, it's a community effort.
Now, in my conversations with you, Barbara, something that's really stuck out to me about this nonprofit is how transparent you guys are trying to be. That's something that we were talking about off air. That's something that's really important to you.
Very important to me. I've been asked, well, don't the taxes that we pay for the sidewalks to be repaired? And yes, they do. But sadly, inflation and everybody can feel the crunch of that. By the time the budget is set up, usually the sidewalks kind of fall to the bottom. and sometimes they can't get to it. So we just want to help in that way.
And we were talking about it a little off air, but why sidewalks? I mean, that's an area that people don't really think about, but you had a pretty interesting reason as to why this is what you want to emphasize.
Well, not only did I want to help everyone in the community, I know that when people drive through the cities and look around, they get more pride. If there's a pretty environment, makes everyone feel better. And it reduces waste. And also, I felt like tourists maybe driving through our cities come tourist season may look and say, oh, this is really pretty. Let's get out and walk around. So those were the things that I was thinking about.
Now, again, our guest is Barbara Brown from First Choice Repurposed Goods and Donation Center. And we talked about it. You have a donor drive coming up on Saturday, March 15th. But after that, on March 22nd, you guys are having your grand opening. So let's talk about that for a second. Where are you guys located at?
We're at 592 East Main Street in Price, right on Main Street. You can't miss us.
Yeah, I looked it up before we came on air. It's pretty noticeable right there on Main Street. So I think it's a prime location for a thrift shop. Now, when people step in to First Choice Repurposed Goods, what kind of feelings do you want them to experience as they look around the store?
Maybe nostalgia. I also like to have a nice, clean environment. We keep our donations clean, so we kind of spruce them up a little bit before we put them out. Maybe a little bit of nostalgia, but not just antiques. We take everything, everything except mattresses. We can't sell mattresses or car seats.
Now, looking at it, starting a nonprofit, I'm sure it comes with a wide variety of challenges and hurdles you have to overcome. What are some of those challenges you have had to face in the process of getting here a few weeks out from your grand opening?
Well, money was my main challenge. We had to come up with the lease money, which was quite expensive, and that came out of my pocket. So we're working on just keeping up with what we really need to be professional. We want to run a professional business.
And I think you guys are definitely heading in the right direction for that. I mean, looking at this form you've been giving out to retailers across price in search of these donations, it looks like you've really put that professionalism as one of the core tenets of your business.
I hope so. That's what we're going for.
Now, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with, Barbara?
I just would hope that people can get behind this idea and know that when they donate to our nonprofit, their funds will be used 100% to the things that we commit to. So I just want everyone to be able to benefit from it.
Well, Barbara, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Barbara Brown from First Choice Repurposed Goods and Donation Center. They're located at 592 East Main Street in Price. They got a donor drive coming up on Saturday, March 15th, and their grand opening will be March 22nd. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.